Hey everybody, welcome back to the Anime Summit Newscast. It's your favorite host with the most. Sam the Bomb. And I'm so excited today because I have another co-anchor on here with me, and that is our Discord mod, Ed.
Hey, what's up?
A raging Aztec. So it's like something you guys don't know. Or actually, I know, I think I've said it before. Is Ed will, like, instead of posting news, like, on our Discord, he will DM it to me. And be like, dude, put this on your newscast, bitch. I'm like, oh, shit. Like, just like, he's like the man on the ground. I'm like, fuck. You know, because like.
And then I'll see it posted up on the news feed on the Discord like 2 days later.
Yeah. And you're like, damn it. But like, it's great, dude. I love it. I appreciate that. I appreciate the amount of work that Ed does on our Discord. He also got our manga book club up and running again. When me and Danny kind of, Danny and Ed, but Ed is the one who keeps it going right now. And I feel bad for him because now Ed knows the pain of planning.
Oh my God, the struggle is real.
Yeah, with Nick. Like, I vote for this manga not on your list that nobody else wants to read but me.
What is it? Is it, it's Resentiment or something like that?
Resentiment.
Yeah.
So stupid.
It's been pushing it for almost a year. No, it's been like 6 or 7 months. He's been pushing it hard.
Yeah. It's like, come on, man. But, dude, I'm so excited.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, fucking amazing. It's been a long time coming. But like, yeah, dude. So we're going to do the non-anime news. And then take a break in the middle and then do the anime news. And then Ed's going to give me the lowdown, give me the opinion. You know, this is not the first time I've had a co-anchor on the newscast. Let me know if you guys like it, because I really enjoy it. I enjoy it a lot. Of course, I love doing it by myself, too. But having a co-anchor is really fun, because then it becomes more of a conversation. It's really cool. And then I can have different people all the time. So it's really fun.
So. Yeah, and this way I could yell at you and not just while I'm listening to the podcast.
Sam, you said that wrong, you bitch!
God damn it, Sam.
Comes out this weekend. But yeah, so let's get right into it, shall we? But first, I do want to say that this episode is dedicated to Tiny Lister, who played Debo on Friday. He was also in a bunch of other movies. He was in The Fifth Element, too, I think.
R.I.P. Debo, man.
Debo. I saw this meme going around, and it was just a picture of him on the bike, you know? And it was like Debo in heaven be like, this is my crib now.
And his beach cruiser?
Yeah.
Just causing a ruckus.
No, oh my God, dude. R.I.P. Debo. Debo, man, he was great. And I heard he was just like literally the coolest, chillest person, you know, very like noble, very stand-up. Very cool guy, and that's a shame. So, I think he was 62, is what they said.
Damn, that was young.
Yeah. So, damn, RIP. This one's for you, buddy. Okay, here we go. Got a lot of news because there was the Disney Investor Conference and then also the Game Awards. So, we'll talk about the Game Awards and stuff at the end. But first things first, we talked about the Scott Pilgrim game getting its relaunch of the Complete Edition, and that is now coming in January. So, I don't remember if I set a date for that last time. But have you played it?
No, I want to.
Oh my God, I can't wait! I can't wait for everyone to play it. It's so good. So I think I asked you before we were recording, but you played Cyberpunk a little bit, right? But it was kind of.
Yeah. It's pretty good so far. A little buggy though.
Right.
But I'm playing it on the Xbox Series X.
Okay.
So I'm not running it on a fancy PC.
Okay. Well, you would think that the Series X should still.
Yeah, it runs it well, but it's a pretty buggy game.
Right.
But that's to be expected for CD Projekt Red. That's how The Witcher was when it came out, The Witcher 3.
Yeah, for games super nowadays, buggy in the beginning, especially too.
Yeah, I imagine in like 2 or 3 months, it'll be a perfect game.
Yeah, for sure. Until then, I think you can still enjoy it somewhat, you know.
For sure.
Yeah. Can't wait to see what people say about it, because it does look really sweet. What I do like is apparently they randomly put Hideo Kojima in like a club, and he's just like chilling there.
Oh shit!
And you can go find him somewhere. Yeah, like.
Oh, that's what I'm gonna do after this.
Yeah, yeah, just like go find him, and also like they make people were clowning on that you could like adjust pretty much every aspect of your character, including penis size.
And dude, I spent like 30 minutes just on create a character.
Really? There's so many options. That's awesome. Because like the main character is your character, right? It's like it's supposed to be like
like
Saints Row and stuff like that. So like, what's cool about it though is like you can give your character boobs and a penis, which is really cool because like, or you can give your character like a masculine muscular look, but with like a vagina, which yeah, is like some people are gonna hear me say that and laugh, but like that's really cool, especially for trans people who don't get like bottom surgery. You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
Plus, it's really funny
because you can make your dick and boobs. People to try something different.
Well, exactly. Exactly. Plus, it's hilarious because you can make your dick and boobs just really huge. Just be like, I got big tits and a big penis.
If you toggle, you could even pick different dick sizes, and you could toggle between big and large, and then I think circumcised and uncircumcised is the funniest thing ever.
That's so crazy, dude.
Oh, there's also there's a bug where your genitals will just pop out of your clothing. It'll just poke right through it. So you just be walking around, and then if you look on the mirror, you'll just see your boobs.
Just like, yeah, oh yeah, I saw that. Someone posted a pic of it in our Discord, I think. They're just like, the titties just clipping through your tank top.
No, all of it, and your junk too, it's funny.
Whoops.
Whoops.
Gotta fix the clothing physics.
I hit a bug yesterday where, all right, my character has big old dreadlocks. And I put on a hat, and then I looked in the mirror, and my guy was bald. So it's a little buggy, but it's still pretty fun.
Right. Yeah, dude, that's going to be sick, though. So hopefully they get it all figured out, and we can get on with it. Ghosts and Goblins Resurrection coming to the Nintendo Switch in February 25th. This is like a remaster, remake, or port of the Ghosts and Goblins series. And so I think it's going to have Ghosts and Goblins and Ghouls and Ghosts. And, dude, it looks really cool. I'm so excited for this, actually. I love these games.
Dude, I can never beat the Super Nintendo one.
Super Ghouls and Ghosts. Yeah. Oh, no, this is a whole different game. Never mind. I'm sorry. This is a whole other just...
Oh, shit.
Dude, this looks cool. Holy shit. Dude.
It's like a full 3D one, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's still side scroll, but the animations are like.
Yeah.
Dude. Okay, I can't wait to play that. I hope it's just as hard as the originals, because those were really hard. That's what she said. Okay, here we go. Got him. Among Us new map revealed alongside a Jeff Keighley mask. New Among Us map. That's going to be fun. The airship. So I think
the game's pretty fun.
I think the original map is like a spaceship, right? And this one's an airship. So like, so does that mean when you drop someone out of the ship, they're dropping into the Arctic or something, or in the snow?
Yeah, it's just falling out of the sky.
Freeze to death, pretty much. Yeah, get wrecked, dude.
Deuces.
Arc 2 announced, featuring Vin Diesel as like one of the main characters. Apparently, there's like an animated series coming out too with Gerard Butler, David Tennant, Michelle Yeoh. That's pretty exciting. I used to play Ark Survival Evolved. It's actually kind of hard to survive in it, to be honest with you.
It's kind of like in real life.
Yeah. Like, you start off naked, you know, and to start building stuff, you got to build tools to start building stuff. And the only way to do that is to get like wood and stone. And so to get wood, you got to punch trees. Like, you were literally fisting trees, and then you build, like, a spear. And then you use that spear, which breaks in, like, 5 hits, to chip at rocks. Mm-hmm. Then you got to go punch more wood, and then get the rocks, and then make a little axe. And then it's like...
God, those are some bloody trees.
It's raw, dude. Yeah, like, they're like, no, you literally got to start like this. It's horrible. But, yeah, I'm excited for that. I'd love to see how that plays out. Sephiroth is the next Super Smash Bros. Character in Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. The trailer dropped yesterday. It was a really cool trailer, actually. It's like he pierced Mario with his sword, and then it turns out that it was just through his overalls, and he was like, shit! Yeah,
for a second, I thought Mario was dead.
I was like, no! Mario! What I gotta say something, too. Like, Smash Brothers trailers are really fucking cool. Like,
yeah, they're super cinematic.
I would watch a movie like that. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Super cool. They're like the WoW, WoW trailers, like the expansion trailers.
Oh, those are always hype, and I've never played WoW, and it just
I know, yeah, me neither. Hype. Yeah, me neither. The Mists of Pandaria one is still my favorite one. It's so good. But yeah, dude. Dude, this is crazy. Ready for this? Alfred Molina really? Will reprise his role as Doc Ock in Spider-Man 3.
Dude. I'm so hyped for anything Spider-Man 3 right now.
Me too, yeah, seriously. And also, people caught... Like, I guess paparazzi caught Tobey Maguire walking off of, like, costume fitting set at Spider-Man 3. So, like, oh, shut!
Let's go.
Let's go, dude. Yeah, dude, I'm so excited for that. That's going to be dope. Animal Crossing New Horizons December update revealed a new video. So if you haven't done that yet, go check that out. I think that was a couple days ago. So when does that come? I think it's already out. I think it's out now, right? I have to log in. I haven't logged in a couple weeks because all I've been doing is playing Hades. But I would like to take part or partake in the Christmas celebrations for sure, dude. You still play, right? You've been logging in, right? Or no?
Not really.
Yeah.
I've been playing Hades for the most part. In Cyberpunk.
Yeah, dude. Now that's going to take your time.
That's life right now.
I was telling Ed earlier, I was like, well, Danny got me Pokemon for my birthday last summer. I still haven't played it, so maybe I can go to that after Hades and not go back to Animal Crossing. It's like...
Right, just check in. Like, have Mondays be your Animal Crossing day, and then every other day is Hades.
Yeah, dude. See, it's all about planning and scheduling, and I just don't do that because I don't know how.
Dude, but, scheduling's kind of hard.
Look, we're not organized people over here at Anime Summit, okay? So shut up. Shut up, Smokey. He's supposed to be the guy planning everything. He just doesn't. Capcom reveals Capcom Arcade Stadium Switch collection of arcade titles. Switch coming in February 2021. It's called Capcom Arcade. So it's basically like, you know, like those Namco Museum things, you know. Except now we finally get a Capcom one, which is really nice, you know, which we've been waiting for a long time, probably for the last fucking 15 years. But the games included are, so apparently there's three different kinds, and then they each have 10 titles, and then you can get a bundle for all 30 titles. Well, that's stupid. Anyway, 1943, Ghosts and Goblins, Vulgus, Pirate Ship Higemaru, 1942, Commando, Section Z, Tadakai no Banka, that's a good game, Legendary Wings, also a good game. Bionic Commando, Forgotten Worlds, Ghouls and Ghosts, Strider, Dynasty Wars, Final Fight 1, 1941, Senjo no Okami 2, Mega Twins, Carrier Air Wing, Street Fighter 2 World Warrior, Captain Commando, Varth, Warriors of Fate, Street Fighter 2 Hyper Fighting, Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo, Powered Gear, Cyberbots Full Metal Madness, 19XX, The War Against Destiny, Battle Circuit, Giga Wing, 1944, and Pro Gear. For those people looking for like that old school side scroll beat 'em up that are probably underrated, Warriors of Fate and Battle Circuit, very fun, super fun. This is kind of a nice bundle, I think. It's got a couple Street Fighter titles. I'm just glad it didn't do the thing where it has like, it's like a bundle of 15 games, but 8 of them are Street Fighter titles.
It's like Street Fighter Turbo Deluxe
Hyper Movie the Game. The Movie the Game.
Part 2 Electric Boogaloo.
Part 2 Electric Boogaloo. Dude, they could have done that and they didn't, so that's good. GameStop to close 700 stores this year. Oh, I wonder why.
Right?
Oh, Ed, you have an Xbox Series X, an Xbox One, a 360, 100 games for each. and two controllers for each console, best we can do is $15.
That's on a good day, too.
That's on a good day. Maybe 20 store credit. Maybe. Maybe. Might be 19. Like, come on, dude. And the way they monopolize shit, you know, the way they tried to monopolize shit back in the day, you know, it's just... And people wonder why mom-and-pop game stores are doing way better now. It's just because, like, they care about what people want. They sell consoles from all the stuff we grew up with up till now, and you can pre-order games with them, and you can play card games there. You know what I mean? It's like...
Yeah.
Those are the stores that really started popping up in the last 10 years over GameStop, and that's where we want to go. Plus, they're local. So it's like, if you got a local game shop like that where you can pre-order video games at and stuff, please go there. Like, don't go to... You know, if you have to go to GameStop, like they, you know, or have to go to Walmart or something, then fine. But otherwise, I'm finding that a lot of local game stores, you know, with their distributor, you can pre-order games with them and stuff. So,
oh, a bunch.
Yeah. Do that. Apparently, there's a new Buzz Lightyear movie coming out, and it's just called Lightyear. And Chris Evans is voicing him. And apparently, it's a spin-off movie. Or a standalone movie about the toy Buzz Lightyear. And I don't know if it's going to be like... I don't think it's going to be... It's going to be like the cartoon show of Buzz Lightyear. Where it's like his adventures in space and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's like a movie about the lore of Buzz Lightyear, not the toy.
Yeah, I got you. So that's the fight, that one dude?
Zurg.
Oh, I forgot his name.
Zurg. The Emperor Zurg, yeah. So that's going to be sweet. I'm gonna probably watch that. So yesterday they had the Disney Investor Day. So of course we got a bunch of stuff from Disney and, you know, Fox, of course, you know, a bunch of stuff. So, Raya and the Last Dragon, that's coming out March 2021. That looks really cool. The King's Man, which I believe is supposed to be like a sequel to Kingsman, right? Or is it something else?
It sounds like it is.
Yeah.
Like the Secret Circle.
Or it's a prequel, rather.
Prequel for it.
Free Guy with Ryan Reynolds. That's in May.
Oh, that one looks fun.
It does look hilarious. It's like he's like an NPC in a game world or something, right? Yeah. It's like a live action isekai or something. Death on the Nile. Encanto, which is another Disney animation project. I don't think it's Pixar, but it's a Disney animation project, and it's supposed to take place in Colombia. Mm-hmm. So that's really sweet. Turning Red, which is a Pixar movie about a huge red panda.
Oh, your type of movie.
Yeah, dude, that's a... Yeah, I gotta... All right, I'm excited for that. Thor, Love and Thunder, of course.
Yes.
Lightyear. Black Panther 2. Captain Marvel 2, and then a movie called Antlers, a couple of untitled films, and then of course we got all of the Star Wars things that they announced. Rangers of the New Republic, Star Wars Ahsoka.
That's hype.
That's super hype. Andor, which I don't know what that's about. Star Wars Obi-Wan Kenobi, Star Wars The Bad Batch, Visions, Star Wars Visions, which is like an anime. That's gonna be hype as shit. Nice. I think we'll have more details about that later. Rogue Squadron. I mean, it's fucking Rogue Squadron. Okay, it's fucking dope. Lando, which is an animated series. And Star Wars The Acolyte. And those are all Disney Plus. Those, Lando and The Acolyte, are Disney Plus originals. So the rest of them, I believe, are movies or... I think they're movies. And then Visions is an anime, so that's going to come out, you know, probably on a bunch of stuff. You know, who knows? But yeah, I'm excited for Obi-Wan Kenobi. I think Obi-Wan Kenobi and Ahsoka are also going to be Disney Plus originals,
too. Yeah, that's the one where Christian Haydenson, right? He's going to reprise his role as Darth Vader.
Yeah. Yep.
That's going to be good.
I just read that, too. I forgot to include that in here. But yeah, I totally forgot about that. Yes. That's going to be crazy.
Hell,
people
yeah.
Talk shit about the way he did that and the way he did Anakin. And I want to say that it was like 50% him and 50% the script, honestly. I don't think it was all him. You know what I mean? I think that, like, people dogged on him for that. Like, he went hiding. You know what I mean? Like, he was like, fuck this.
That's got to be rough, too, because you know how Star Wars fans get.
Yeah. No, for real. They're poop.
Like, they just, some of them.
Some of them. Yeah. Not me and Ed, obviously.
We're the cool ones.
We're the cool ones. Dude, freaking also, we also got a bunch of Marvel stuff. So the Falcon and the Winter Soldier trailer. They were talking about the new Fantastic Four, which is the MCU canon Fantastic Four. A new trailer for WandaVision gives us more of an idea of what that's about. And the new trailer for Loki. And the new trailer for What If, which is a animated series that takes events in the MCU and changes them. So, like, one of them is, what if they never got Steve Rogers to do the Super Soldier program?
Mm-hmm.
So Peggy Carter goes in the thing instead and becomes Union Jack.
Kind of like alternate realities.
Yep. And then the main, the narrator is the Watcher, the guy with the big head, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, which we saw at the end of Guardians of the Galaxy end credits, I think.
Yep.
So shout, like,
out people, to Nick.
Yeah, shout out to Nick. Yeah, Nick. I tagged him yesterday. I was like, dude, just on time too. Like, you're binging him right now. And then also we got more news about the Eternals, Black Widow, and we got another teaser for Miss Marvel, the new Miss Marvel series, which is supposed to center around Kamala Khan. Miss Marvel, which is amazing. I mean, yeah. And all the writers are, Pakistani writers, because Kamala Khan.
Yeah, I'm excited
for
that.
Yeah, super dope. And then we got a couple more details about Spider-Man 3, of course. So hell yeah. That's the article of where to find Hideo Kojima. I'm not gonna spoil that. Hold on. Okay, here we go. Green Hornet and Kano movie taps Jurassic Park writer.
Okay, oh, crap. They're remaking it, huh?
They're remaking it again.
Damn. We'll see how this one goes.
The Seth Rogen one wasn't that bad, but I think they tried to make something kind of too comedic that was supposed to be a little bit more serious. And casting Seth Rogen wasn't a bad choice, but, like, I think giving him direction on how to do it probably just fell flat.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, there's one scene in it where they're like, they introduce Kato, and Kato makes him a cup of coffee, and Seth Rogen's like, okay, Kato, sit down with me, have coffee with me, tell me how you know my dad, what's going on, tell me your story. So he was like, I was born in Shanghai, you know Shanghai? And he's like, yeah, I love Japan. Like, little parts like that were, like, really funny.
Yeah.
But, like, that was Jay Cho who played Kato, and Jay Cho is in Kung Fu Slam Dunk. He was Tak in the initial D movie, and a bunch of stuff, dude. Jay Cho is really cool. Guardians of the Galaxy also having a holiday special, like, film or something coming out, and apparently that's canon in the MCU, so that's really funny. Celebrate Christmas. Okay, here we go. Here's a big piece for the non-anime news. All the winners at the Game Awards 2020. Last week on the newscast, we talked about the nominees. So yeah, here we go. Ready for this, dude? I'll start at the bottom.
Ready.
Started from the bottom. Now it. Hey. Started from the bottom. Okay, I'm not gonna do the esports stuff because I ain't know none of y'all. Nobody cares. League of Legends. Ugh, got best esports game. Come on, dude. Come on. You know, I don't blame them though, because Overwatch been fucking up lately on their competitive shit.
I just feel like most esports are too toxic these days.
No, I feel it. I feel it. I only play Overwatch with, like, a certain group of people, and I play with, like, Trevor. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, shout out to Trevor on our Discord. He's a booster.
Shout out.
Best debut game, Phasmophobia from Kinetic Games. Best multiplayer, Among Us from Inner Sloth. Best sports, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2. Hell yeah, dude. Best sim, Microsoft Flight Simulator. Best Family, Animal Crossing's New Horizon. Best Fighting, Mortal Kombat 11 Ultimate. Yeah, I agree with that. Best RPG, Final Fantasy VII Remake from Square. Best Action Adventure, The Last of Us Part 2. Best Action from Supergiant Games, Hades.
Yeah.
Yeah. Best AR/VR, Half-Life Alyx. Man, it's good to still see Half-Life, like, Half-Life's name. Like, I feel like I've known about, this has been a thing since I was a kid, and it's like, holy shit, they're still.
Yeah.
Finally,
Half-Life has been around forever.
It's been around forever, dude, for sure. Innovation and Accessibility, The Last of Us Part 2. Best Community Support, Fall Guys. Best Mobile, Among Us. Best Indie, Hades. Best Ongoing, No Man's Sky. Player's Choice, Ghost of Tsushima. Did you play that? You played that, right?
Ghost of Tsushima?
Yeah.
No, I didn't. But I know Trevor did.
I kind of want to get it for PS4. I wonder if it's going to be on sale for the holidays.
I'm sure it will be.
I might cop.
Cop.
Games for Impact, Tell Me Why. Ain't Best Performance, Laura Bailey as Abby, The Last of Us Part 2. Laura Bailey is sweet. Like,
very.
She's fucking cool, dude. Laura Bailey, if you're listening to this, please guest on our podcast. I love you.
Shout out.
Best Score and Music, Final Fantasy VII Remake by Nobuo Uematsu, Masahi Hamamatsu, and Mitsuru Suzuki. Best Audio Design, The Last of Us Part 2. Best Art Direction, Ghost of Tsushima. Best Narrative, The Last of Us Part 2. Best Game Direction, Last of Us Part 2. And Game of the Year, Last of Us Part 2. So, yeah, I mean, I kind of figured that was going to happen. It all kind of seemed like that was going down. I know Jeremy and Sean, our other two mods, along with Udinger, were watching it. The other three mods, Udinger and them, were watching it, and they were kind of like, oh, Last of Us, it's going to be Last of Us Part 2, you know, dick-sucking festival, you know, whatever, and I mean, it's one of those games. I feel like Cyberpunk is going to be 2021's Last of Us, for sure.
Yeah.
So, did you play Last of Us?
No, I haven't played any of those, but I know I should.
Me neither. I think I have my cousin's copy of the first one, but I haven't played it. I heard they're really good. But, yeah, I don't know. Basically, me and Ed are behind on the time, so just...
Yeah, we'll just go play Hades.
We're just going to go play Hades. I really should. It's like anime in your backlog. Well, I'll just go rewatch this anime for the 10th time. You know, like,
start something new on my plan to watch this? Nah. I'll just watch Golden Boy again.
Yeah, they're not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. Anyway, there you go. There's all the non-anime news. We're going to take a small break right here, and me and Ed will be right back. Hey everybody, Sam from Anime Summit here, and I'm here to talk to you about matcha tea from teapaz.com. This matcha is harvested from Uji, Japan, and is certified organic matcha. It's a healthy and organic stress reliever, cognitive boost. It's full of antioxidants and full of natural caffeine to wake you up in the morning. Go to teapaz.com and use anime at the checkout to get 20% off, or you can go to matcha.animesummit.net and it'll auto apply the coupon for you. Matcha tea at tpaz.com. Hey, check that out, okay, tpaz. Get some matcha tea for y'all. Get some matcha tea for your, for a Christmas gift, a little Christmas stocking stuffer. Also, links.animesummit.net. You can find all the goods right there, all the pertinent links. Also, patreon.com/animesummit. Listen, 2020 has been the year, okay? And of course, everyone's saying that, right? We're all going, oh my God, 2020, you know. But if there's one thing I can say that was really good about it is all the patrons, including Ed. Like, he's a patron too, even though he's a mod. Like, if anyone has been a patron throughout the year of 2020, I really appreciate it. You've really helped a lot. So that's amazing. You guys are amazing for that. So I appreciate it. If you become a patron, you get exclusive things like Somcast vlogs. I got another vlog coming out this weekend for you guys. Become a patron. Give a Smokey his wings, okay? Also, Ed... Since you're here.
Also, early episode drops.
Oh, yeah, early episode drops. Yeah, so, like, they come out Thursday, but sometimes you get them Tuesday night or Wednesday, you know, just because I can, because why not?
Just to be ahead of the curve.
Then you can be ahead of the curve, be one of the cool kids. Don't have to listen with the ad. Well, you have to listen with the T-Paz ad because I inserted it beforehand, but you don't have to listen with the Anchor ad, Yes, I've had some people tell me, hey, Sam, where's the Anchor ad? It expired, so we're waiting on a new one right now. So that's why you're not hearing it right now. But also, Ed, as long as you're here, can you tell the homies another reason to join the Discord is Manga Book Club. Tell us the schedule for what you got.
Oh, hell yeah. So this weekend, this Sunday, we're going to be reading Made in Abyss, the first three volumes. And then the following Sunday, which is the 20th, we're going to be finishing up Prison School. That's been our long-running manga series that we read every 2 weeks.
Yep.
And then we're going to be starting Princess Jellyfish after that. So that's
as the new long-running?
Yeah.
Okay. Hell yeah, dude. And you guys aren't like, you guys are just going different genres, you know? It's not just one, you know, thing, which is cool. And a lot of shorter ones and then longer ones. So yeah, I really appreciate all that work you do, Armando. Yeah, of course. Seriously.
The way it's set up is just, it's one long-running series every 2 weeks, and then the weeks in between is just a random short one that you guys recommend.
Yeah, yep. So, really cool. We'll have to do another manga episode and get you on it and then talk about all that shit, maybe with some of the guys from Project Manga or the Anime Brothers. I know the Anime Brothers has been reading too lately, so. But, like, that's really cool. And it's gotten me to read more manga. You guys starting Manga Book Club and Project Manga has gotten me to, like, read more. And I just love it. And I just need Nick to get on that level. I need Nick to read more manga. Because, like,
to be fair, Nick's trying. He's just always, like, three volumes behind on every week. Like, we had our Spy X Family meeting last week, and Nick's still reading it.
He's, like, reading it during the meeting.
As soon as Nick joins the meeting, we ask him how many chapters behind is he.
Yeah, he's like, you don't even, you just know.
Yeah.
Sen was like talking to me in the DMs once, and I was checking on them, and they were like, so Nick is trolling, right? I'm like, no, that's literally how it is.
That's how it goes. And then he spams the chat while he reads.
With spoilers. So
that's fun. It's literally every page he reads, he'll just screen cap it, upload it, and then do a comment. And then we're like, this is why you're behind.
Yeah. Like, I'm laughing, but it's really fucking frustrating. Like, it's just like...
You're telling me, dude.
Yeah.
I'm dying here.
Oh, man. Okay, Ed. Thank you for doing that.
For sure.
And I really appreciate it, dude. So... Everyone show some love to Ed on the Discord. He's ARA on our Discord. And that's just more reason to join our Discord. I mean, we're always up in there talking. We're talking shit. Sharing pictures of each other's cats. Sharing pictures of each other's dinner that night. Like, we're just having fun. We're a big family. You know, everyone's welcome.
Yeah, if you Everybody, have any pets, make sure to show them beans.
Yeah, show the beans. You got to show the toe beans. And that's law. That's federal law when you join our Discord. You can ask the Supreme Court. Actually, don't ask them because it's full of a bunch of idiots right now. But anyway, let's get into the anime news, shall we? Sentai Filmworks licenses Kagester of an Insect Cage Aragne Sign of Vermilion anime. So Kagester of an Insect Cage, I think it's like a survival horror thing. And there's like these huge-ass wasps. And it's coming to Netflix. And then Aragne, Sign of Vermilion is another insecty looking thing. And there's like these brain sucking tarantula thingies.
Very spooky. And
it does look a little, like, I love spiders and bugs. But when you have a literal human brain thing with spider legs, that's where I draw the line. That's where I'm like, it's.
I'm out.
Dude, okay, so I gotta say, I was talking to Ed about this when I was finding the news. So a couple, I gotta find, if anyone can help me pinpoint what episode I said it on, it might have been one of the anime pitch episodes, I don't know, but I said something, we were talking about sports anime, and I was like, I would like to see a hockey one. I've never seen one about hockey or even roller hockey. And I don't know if they play that in Japan or how big it is in Japan, but I'm sure someone, I know they rollerblade over there, right? So like...
They got
literally a new promo video, a new PV for an anime called Pride of Orange. It's coming out next year in October, and it is a hockey anime, and it's girls hockey, and it's, of course, it's, you know, different color hair girls in high school, whatever, but you know, it kind of has the typical show, current, you know, decade shoujo look, you know, like not like K-On, but like Love Live, kind of, you know, that style of shoujo. And, but it's about ice hockey. And they actually did ice hockey research, dude.
So it's gonna be legit.
Like, here, let me, because it shows the staff right here. It's directed by sound director Akihiko Fujita, and animation production supervision is Ryosuke Yamada. And ready for this? Ready for this? Ice hockey setting research team.
Is
the HC Nikko Icebucks. Oh, so they do play hockey. So in the Nikko Prefecture, Tochigi, Japan, the team is the Icebucks. And they are helping with this anime. Hype.
That's hype. Hype.
That's
hype.
I like this logo. I'm really into sports logos because of my day job. So
yeah.
But that's really cool. I have this font. That's a really cool logo. Icebucks. Yeah, dude. So that's cool. I'm excited to watch that. I was never really into hockey until I got my current job where I design hockey jerseys. But yeah. Oh, dude, produced by Takashi Murakami. He's the guy who did – he's a Japanese New York artist. He did Billie Eilish's animated music video for You Should See Me in a Crown.
Oh, snap.
So there you go. So, Ed, you go to a lot of sports shit. You go to hockey too, though, right? Yeah. You go to basketball. Yeah.
And you go to a bunch hockey. Of basketball, baseball, back when we could go to games, yeah.
Yeah, back then, yeah, right.
Back in my day.
Yeah, here where I am, a lot of places in the Midwest, they canceled indoor sports, so no more hockey, volleyball.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
Sucks.
It sucks. Like, NBA preseason started tonight, and all the arenas are empty.
Oh, man. I must say, it's really creative how they're filling seats, though, with, like, the big monitors for people to like stream it, so it looks like they're sitting in the seat, or they've just put it with cardboard cutouts of
fans and whatnot,
really cool. But yeah, Pride Orange, I'm excited for that. That could be really cute. It could be another kind of typical shoujo sports anime, but it could be really cute. Back Arrow, this comes in January, so literally next month. This looks really cool. It's like on some cowboy shit. But, like, it's like this. So, we talked about this a couple newscasts ago. It's like a battle bodysuit crew. And they got these cool armors and shit. I don't know. It looks cool. It could be kind of bad, but I don't know. I'm hoping that'll be cool. I'm hoping that'll be good.
Is it like Iron Man Yeehaw?
Kinda. Here we go. Oh, here, I found it. Rin Garindo is a land surrounded by a wall. Attack on Titan. The wall covers, protects, cultivates, and nurtures this land. The wall is God. It is the foundation of this land of Rin Garindo. One day, a mysterious man named Back Arrow appears in Esha Village on the outskirts of Rin Garindo. He lost his memories but says that all he knows is, I came from beyond the wall. To restore his memories, Arrow heads out beyond the wall and is in brutal battle with himself as the stakes. Well, that doesn't tell me much. But, like, the main character, like, the key visual for it is, like, it's, like, the main character, and he's got, like, this cool armor. Kind of looks like Guyver, except, yeah, kind of looks like Kashyyyk a little bit. Or not Kashyyyk, but Tekkaman.
Okay.
Looks like Tekkaman Blade a little bit. So this is what we talked about earlier in the news. Visions. Star Wars Visions. Disney announced on Thursday that it is developing Star Wars Visions, an original series of short anime films set in the universe with the world's best Japanese anime creators attached to the project, is what they said. They did not announce anything else other than that. That's literally all they said. So who knows what their opinion of that is. It's Disney, though. They have money up the butt, so I assume that they're going to hire, you know,
cool people. Top-of-the-line stuff.
Did you ever read the Star Wars manga?
No.
I mean, there's a,
I haven't.
There's a bunch of them, but...
Yeah, Darth Vader looks dope in those, and also Leia.
The Leia series, that's right. That's the latest one that's come out, right?
Yeah.
I gotta read that. Because anything Princess Leia is just really fucking badass. But, like, I love manga adaptations of American properties. Speaking of which,
ooh,
Deadpool Samurai first chapter dropped a couple days ago.
I knew you were going with that.
Yeah. Did you read it?
No, not yet.
Dude, the fucking cover for it, or the promotional thing for the, the, the manga, is literally Deadpool reading a weekly Shonen Jump magazine.
Nice. Did you ever see the there was also a collab. It was Attack on Titan and Spider-Man. That one was also dope.
Wait, what?
Yeah. So it'd be like Spider-Man with his webs and stuff, kind of like instead of 3D gear.
Nuh-uh.
Let me see if I can find it. I'll find it and I'll link it to you.
Yes. I got to read the shit out of that, dude. Fucking Spider-Man. Yeah, dude. It's really funny. I read the first chapter. It's pretty funny. And Cap and Iron Man are in it for a little bit, too, and it's hilarious. He talks to you, the reader, everything. It's just Deadpool, except in manga form. So if you ever read a Deadpool comic, that is done by Sanshiro Kasama and Hikaru Usugi. And it's going to be on Jump Plus. So if you got Jump Plus, there you go. Sentai Filmworks screens first Twittering Birds Never Fly film digitally on Friday. This is a trilogy of movies. And it's about two guys that are in Yakuza and starts doing some, they start loving on each other. And, yeah. So, oops. Oh, dude, there it is right here. Okay. I'm going to read this later. That's going to be hilarious. Yeah, dude. So that could be interesting. Cause I don't know how, I know how Japan treats, they kind of do like the don't ask, don't tell thing.
Yeah.
But I can only imagine how they handle it when they're in the Yakuza. Like,
it's you know, a whole nother like, level.
That's a whole nother layer of, oh shit, what do we do? You know? We're going to save that for the end because that's huge. Chainsaw Man had they're nearing its end, and then we finally got an announcement. They were coming out with an announcement. The next chapter we get is on the 14th or I don't know, the 19th, I think. So this week they didn't come out with the chapter. They just had the announcement, which Studio MAPPA has picked it up for an anime. And also, the manga is ending, but it's getting a continuation series, and nobody knows if it's going to follow Denji or not. I think it is, but it's going to be like a whole different issue or problem or arc. You know, it's not going to be like, you know, the current thing. And it's going to move to Jump Plus instead of Weekly Shonen Jump. So that's exciting. I kind of like where it's ending now, so I can't really imagine it going any further than that. But that's, I mean, hopefully it's not something, you know, that's trying too hard or just continuing just for the sake of continuing, you know? Because yeah. Where it's ending is actually really cool. I don't know if you've read it yet, but
not yet. I gotta catch up. I'm like 5 chapters behind.
I just want to remind everyone that I said that Chainsaw Man was gonna be the shit. Like last summer, like I fucking told y'all, and I just want to make sure that everyone knows that before Nick claims that he knew about shit and all that when he didn't. Okay,
just wait till he gets to it and is only 5 chapters in.
Yeah, so just. Making sure y'all know that me and Ed and the guys at Project Manga and, you know, we and even like Harvester and Jeremy, like some of those other guys who are reading it, we were there before it was cool, just so you guys know. Okay. Just got to put that out there. You heard it here first. Shut up. Anyway. Quintessential Quintuplets Season 2. I mean, who doesn't want 5 anime cuties who are all sisters in a harem? I mean, there you go. So if you're into that. Godzilla Singular Point anime unveils its 18 cast members. Dude, the design of these characters looks really cool. I really like it. Godzilla anime, this is going to be sick. I'm excited for it. I still haven't seen any of the newer movies that have come out, but this will be coming in 2021 on Netflix, because I assume that because Netflix has the other Godzilla, like, 3D anime on there, too.
Mm-hmm.
There's not really, here we go.
The new Godzilla movie that's supposed to be on HBO Max next year too, right?
Yeah.
But that's not an animated movie.
It's like a sequel to the All Monsters one that just came out.
Yeah.
Which that one's a sequel to like the 2014 one with, Bryan Cranston and all that. But he's supposed to be fighting King Kong or some shit, dude. And it's gonna be crazy. The story of Godzilla Singular Point will follow young geniuses Mei Kamino and Yun Arikawa as they take on an unprecedented threat with their companions. Man, I love that vague ass like summaries. Probably don't want to reveal too much, you know. But yeah, dude. The King of Fighters, a New Beginning author, Kiyotaro Azuma, launches new manga. The January 2020 issue of Kodansha's Young Magazine, the third, will launch a new manga titled Nihon Saikyo Bugaisha Kitaisen, the war to decide Japan's strongest martial artist. In the magazine's next issue on January 6th, Azuma is drawing the manga with Nakamaru writing. And, yeah, dude, King of Fighters. I mean, I like King of Fighters, first of all. And so I never read the New Beginning manga. I've seen the anime, the OVA. But if it's anything like that, this new manga, Nihon Saikyo, could be really cool. So I need to get more into martial arts, like, centered shit. And people have been telling me to read, like, The Breaker.
I love The Breaker. The Breaker.
Is it good? I knew you was reading it, too. I knew it. I knew you were reading it.
Yeah, it's like a Korean manga. Because it's not like a webtoon. It's like a traditional style.
Like in a magazine or whatever?
Yeah. So it looks just like a manga, but it's made in Korea. But it's really good.
So it's a manga.
I've been
one.
Waiting
yeah,
for
dude.
Season 3 for like 2 or 3 years now. It'll come
really?
Out eventually. Yeah.
But damn. Is the artist and author, like, are they like on a break or something? Or?
I guess so. They said they wanted to work on other series. So we'll see if they ever get back to it.
Damn. All right. I'm going to start reading that.
Do it.
Log Horizon Season 3.
Hype.
That's hype. We finally got a date, which I believe is 2021. It was going to come out October, but now it's coming out January 2021, so this next winter season. I'm excited for this. If you were a patron and you listened to my solo cast about things that should get more adaptations of anime, Tsukiban Deka is getting 2 new manga in January and February. The January 2021 issue of Akita Shoten's Monthly Princess revealed last Friday that Saori Muranaga will launch a new manga based on Shinji Wada's Tsukiban Deka manga. In the magazine's next issue. In addition, the next issue will also feature a pre-serialization preview of another new manga based on Tsukiban Deka titled Re Tsukiban Deka by Ashibi Fukui. So, yeah, it's about this girl named Saki. She's like a high school delinquent, and her mom like got arrested, because of some crime shit, and they can use this special yo-yo weapon, and they just yo-yo bitches in the face. Like it's more complicated than I'm saying, but like it's sick.
No, I'm in already.
Yeah. It's more intricate than how I'm presenting it. But like, yeah, no, it's sweet. So I'm excited for that.
Maybe we can
get a new anime out of it, you know? What's up, dude? Okay, tell me. What's an anime that you think deserves more that didn't get more? Or an OVA? Or a manga? Like, can you think of one off the top of your head?
That's a toughie. There's a bunch. Like, Golden Boy. We need more of that shit.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Because we just got, like, the OVAs, right? It was, like,
yeah,
3 or 4 tapes.
Yeah, it was just 6 episodes.
Yeah. It's on one DVD, you know? I mean, God. Who could handle that? I wonder.
There's
who could
so much
handle
good
that.
Stuff out there, though.
Right. I'm like, if a studio were to handle that, I would hope it'd be a studio that has done comedy like that before. Like, it'd have to be something fucking goofy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Revue Starlight anime film reveals visual and it's gonna be debut in May 21st. I enjoyed Revue Starlight. A lot of people didn't, but that's okay. I mean, I like it. Theater lesbians. I'm all about theater lesbians. Seven Seas licenses 12 manga, including Lupin the Third compilation, Seaside Stranger, and Pompo the Cinephile, which I believe is getting a movie right now. So we got Lupin the Third, Seaside Stranger, The Great Pretender manga, The Invincible Shovel, Mars Red, Chronicles of an Aristocrat Reborn in Another World, My Wife Has No Emotion, so Deadpan Lolly, that would be next manga right there. Trapped in a Dating Sim, The World of Otome Games is Tougher Mobs manga. The Dangers in My Heart, Bloom Into You Anthology, Pompo the Cinephile, and Kageki Shoujo. Kakegurui Shoujo is like pretty new, isn't it? When did that come out? It came out this last summer. I got to read that. I heard it was pretty good.
I think that one is new.
Huh?
I think it is new.
Oh, right here. It says right here, July 2021. Oh, okay. So it's not even... Okay. Wait a second. Hold on a second.
Hold up.
Why does it have a volume cover thing here? Or does that mean like for Sentai film, for Sentai, or Seven Seas, it's coming out? Surprise to America.
Yeah.
Right? Kageki Shoujo ran from 2012 to 2014, and then a sequel from 2015 to present. Oh, okay. Oh, wait, this is for an anime series. Oh! Okay. Well, shit. There we go. Planning on the podcast, my bad. Dude, here's the big piece, and tell me what you think about this, Romano.
Yeah.
Because I don't... When I read stuff like this... And you've listened to the newscast before. I don't always know what to say.
Okay,
so I'm always interested to hear what people say on the Discord, and that's why I always try and end my newscast with like an open-ended discussion, like the old Jerry Springer shows, you know?
Yeah.
Like Jerry Springer in the beginning, what was really cool, even though they had all this drama on the stage, he did like this afterward thing at the end of his show where he was like, "What do you guys think about this?" And like, was she right to cheat on whoever? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's how I try to do with my newscast. Like, okay, what do you guys think about this? Because I don't fucking know. Sony's Funimation Global Group to acquire Crunchyroll for $1.175 billion in cash.
That's a lot of money.
To be paid in cash at closing. The anime streaming service Crunchyroll announced on Wednesday that Sony's Funimation Global Group will acquire Crunchyroll. Funimation's website also confirmed the acquisition. Sony reports that the purchase price is $1.175 billion to be paid in cash at closing. None of the companies have provided any further details about the acquisition, and the deal is still awaiting regulatory approvals and other conditions. In the announcement, Crunchyroll also noted that it now has 3 million subs and 90 million registered users. Ooh, Lord.
Getting sweaty just thinking about it.
So what do you think? What do you think about that? Do you think that's...
I have a lot of thoughts on this. I feel like it could go like a few different ways. The way I see it, what's probably the more likely thing that's going to happen is they're all going to absorb it just into Funimation. They're probably going to raise the prices, but they're going to have everything there. Because they're absorbing a lot of new costs, like all the licensing fees that Crunchyroll is paying and stuff. So I think they're probably just going to absorb it. And be like, hey, if you already have a Crunchyroll account or a Funimation account, you could just make it one same account. And then they're probably going to raise the price a couple bucks.
So does that mean also that if you have Verve... You'll be able to watch Funimation and Crunchy, or they're probably going to go up to, or Sony, Funimation's probably going to go up to Verve and be like, okay, here's the deal, or something.
Either that, or Verve is going to RIP Ripperonis, because that's like the biggest thing that Crunchy, unless it's, is Verve part of Crunchyroll, or is it the other way around?
Verve is like an encompassing streaming service, so like it's got like Nickelodeon, Crunchyroll.
Yeah.
It's got their own originals. It's got Boomerang, like Cartoon Network, Boomerang, and some other stuff. So I don't know.
But I feel like
it could just end up losing Crunchyroll. Biggest,
yeah, because I feel like Crunchyroll might be their biggest streaming thing that they offer, right? Because I don't feel like anything else that they offer is as big.
It definitely is. There's literally no other reason I use it other than for Crunchyroll. And I mean, sometimes at night I'll put on Nickelodeon stuff. Because it helps me fall, like putting on old cartoon shows that I used to watch as a kid helps me fall asleep.
Yeah.
So sometimes I'll use it that way, but they've taken out a lot of the Nickelodeon shows.
You also have High Dive.
They do. They have High Dive too. Yep. So.
I guess only time will tell.
I don't know.
Because I feel like they're probably gonna absorb it. Verve might end up dying because of it. And Funimation's going to control it all.
Oh, which is like you don't want
right.
that. But it's like you're happy that it could be like one thing instead of two different subscriptions. But at the same time, it's like
So instead of paying like $8 for each subscription, you could end up paying like $12 for both. So you could theoretically end up saving money, but we'll see what they end up doing with it.
Right. And of course, a lot of people who are Foonie haters, which like a lot of people are for many different reasons, which is weird, you know.
Yes, dude, I hate it because of the just the web page sucks. Their video player is the worst.
Yeah, no, it's terrible. It's terrible. And I don't know, man.
See, I know like the thing about Funimation is they also license their stuff out, so like the majority, not the majority, but a good chunk of the anime you see on Hulu is all Funimation properties because they license it out to other services.
Yeah, that's why you can. Yeah, that's why it's simulcast on Hulu sometimes. Like I'm watching Yashahime over there right now, and
And
also
then,
The Day I Became God and some other stuff. Yeah.
yeah, so most of the anime I watch from Funny, I watch on Hulu just because Hulu has a way better player and it runs better on all my other stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Because Hulu is a streaming service that's basically like, give me all your TV channel. We right
Yeah.
here. What up? Because, like, you know, the Masked Singer, which is like a show on ABC or something, like, you know, it premieres Tuesday night, and then you can watch it Wednesday, the next day. Like, that's how it works, you know? So it's like
Yeah.
Hulu gets it the next day. So that's why it's awesome. And they have Fox, they have FX, they have live news coverage, sports, ESPN. You can do all that just through Hulu, you know? And also you can get Disney Plus package through Hulu. You can get Showtime, HBO through Hulu. It's just like it's kind of like a Verve in that sense, I guess, you know.
Yeah.
But
Or
they
even
have
like,
Hulu originals though, which is cool.
yeah.
So I don't know, man. I'm kind of with you there. I
Like it could be
I'm
good, it could be bad. I think the Funny also did it because they have to fight with like Netflix now, because Netflix is starting to eat up a lot of anime properties and they're also funding a lot of it too.
Yeah, which,
Which that's a
like,
whole nother subject right there.
Netflix has upped their anime game, not just with like originals, but with other things. Like, cause all like the past couple years, all I've been doing is talking shit about it.
Yeah.
But like, they legit have upped their anime game this last year, you know? And with the pandemic happening, where everyone's at fucking home, what have they got? They got Netflix. I don't know how many people have Hulu. I do know that a lot of people have Netflix.
Yeah.
I do know that a lot of people have Hulu too, but you can almost guarantee 95% of the time a household has Netflix.
And your average person, just in general, is going to be way more likely to have Hulu or Netflix than like Funny or Crunchy.
Yeah. I remember when I first got Netflix, I was excited about how much anime was on there, you know?
Yeah.
And it came at a perfect time because I had just moved into my house, you know, my own house with Trisha. And, you know, I had been kind of slowly getting back into anime because of Weiss Schwartz. So it was just like, oh, sweet. Some of the Weiss Schwartz decks I have are on here. Like, you know, so. But, ah, oh, man. I feel like as long as it's okay for everybody, then it's fine. But at the same time, there's adverse effects on, you know, many different levels of things to monopolizing something. And that's always something to be weary about, I
Yep.
guess. Because when you take away choice, so like, you know, every company has an agenda. You know, Anime Summit, we have an agenda, you know. But when you take away choice, agendas change. When agendas change, your choices change, or you don't have choices. So it's just like that's the part I'm always worried about. And with something as like enjoyable as anime, dude, I just want to watch, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just like I'm just trying to do stuff.
Yeah.
So
So
that's why, like, yeah,
this might
that's
make
why,
it
like,
easier to watch, but it could also just make everything more of a pain in the ass.
right. And so like Nick often jokes on here like, oh, just pirate, you know? But
Yeah.
he's being serious, just literally because of this reason. And, well, not just because, for many other reasons also. But I don't know. We'll see, Hermano. Only time can tell, right?
Oh, yeah.
Damn, dude. All right. Thank you, everybody. Also, I forgot to mention that next month in January, Cobra Kai season 3 is coming out on Netflix. On that day, nobody bother me, okay? Because I'm going to be binging it all day. I'm going to be the fat bitch with a tub of ice cream and pizza and Monster Energy drinks all over, and I'm just going to watch it all fucking day. It's going to be sick.
Yeah.
A new trailer just dropped for it. Have you watched it?
No, I haven't. It's on my list, though. Everything's on my plan to watch list, but I'm never going to get to 90% of it.
You're too busy deleting posts from Nick.
Dude, that's a full-time job.
It's a full-time job, dude. Oh, my God. But, okay, guys, let me know if you want more co-anchors on here, okay? Also, let me know how I do, because, like, I talk a lot, and sometimes I talk over people too much. You know, if I'm interrupting too much with my co-anchor or whoever is on here with me, let me know. And let me know if you want more co-anchors, because it's really fun. It's really fun to have a co-anchor on the newscast. So, also, join the Discord. Hit up Ed if you want a manga book club role. It's a role where we can add everybody and be like, hey, guys, remember, read this many volumes. Just at ARA on our Discord. The mods' names are in orange, so check that out. That being said, I love you guys. Ed, any final word? Anything
thanks for having me.
Need? Oh, hell yeah, dude. I've been done wanting. I was like, Armando, I've been telling him for like the last 2 years. I'm like, Armando, let's get on the newscast, baby.
Yeah.
And he just is like, he got this cool new mic, and I was like, dude, you sound like a G. And yeah, I'll actually let Ed know how he sounds, because I think he sounds awesome to me right now.
Yeah, I sound like doo-doo.
Like before, you mean? Like with your headset or whatever?
Yeah, it was rough. I don't think most people heard me very well during the club meetings.
I can definitely hear you now.
Nice.
It sounds great, yeah. So, hell yeah, dude. That being said, I love you guys very much. Thank you, Hermano, for being on. I love you, too. I love you very much.
Thank you. Love you.
Huh?
Thank you.
Thank you for what?
For having me. Duh.
Having you what?
On the Anime Summit podcast.
Bow!